ملے عشاق اپنی کیف مسلسل کا جام لے، گر سنت رسول کو مضبوط تھام لے۔ عشاق اپنی کیف مسلسل کا جام لے، گر سنت رسول کو مضبوط تھام لے۔ دینے لگے صدائیں سعادت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے۔ نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے۔ قلب و نظر بچائیے داڑھی بڑھائیے، قلب و نظر بچائیے داڑھی بڑھائیے۔ ٹخنوں سے اپنے پائچے اوپر اٹھائیے، قلب و نظر بچائیے داڑھی بڑھائیے۔ ٹخنوں سے اپنے پائچے اوپر اٹھائیے۔ خوش کیجئے نبی کو اطاعت کے راستے، خوش کیجئے نبی کو اطاعت کے راستے۔ اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے۔ مٹ جائے دار فانی کے رنج و الم بھی آج، مٹ جائے دار فانی کے رنج و الم بھی آج۔ کر لے مجاہدات جو کچھ راہ حق میں ہم بھی آج، مٹ جائے دار فانی کے رنج و الم بھی آج۔ کر لے مجاہدات کچھ راہ حق میں ہم بھی آج۔ کھل جائیں بے شمار ہدایت کے راستے، کھل جائیں بے شمار ہدایت کے راستے۔ نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے۔ دی ہے خدا پاک نے خود اس کی اطلاع، دی ہے خدا پاک نے خود اس کی اطلاع۔ محبوب حق بناتی ہے سنت کی اتباع، دی ہے خدا پاک نے خود اس کی اطلاع۔ محبوب حق بناتی ہے سنت کی اتباع۔ ملتا ہے مولا عشق رسالت کے راستے، ملتا ہے مولا عشق رسالت کے راستے۔ اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے۔ نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے۔ اپناتے ہیں جو سیرت خیر الانام لوگ، کرتے ہیں سنتوں کا جہاں اہتمام لوگ۔ اپناتے ہیں جو سیرت خیر الانام لوگ، کرتے ہیں جہاں سنتوں کا اہتمام لوگ۔ از خود ہی بند ہوتے ہیں بدعت کے راستے، از خود ہی بند ہوتے ہیں بدعت کے راستے۔ اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے۔ نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے۔ شیطان اور نفس کی راہوں کو چھوڑ دے، شیطان اور نفس کی راہوں کو چھوڑ دے۔ یعنی ہم آج بھی جو گناہوں کو چھوڑ دے، شیطان اور نفس کی راہوں کو چھوڑ دے۔ یعنی ہم آج بھی جو گناہوں کو چھوڑ دے۔ ہم پر کھلے ہوئے ہیں ولایت کے راستے، ہم پر کھلے ہوئے ہیں ولایت کے راستے۔ نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے۔ گر چاہتے ہو دل میں خدا کو بسائیے، گر چاہتے ہیں دل میں خدا کو بسائیے۔ مرشد کی مان لیجیے نگاہیں بچائیے، گر چاہیے خدا کو دل میں بسائیے۔ مرشد کی مان لیجیے نگاہیں بچائیے۔ جاتا ہے دل نظر کی خیانت کے راستے، جاتا ہے دل نظر کی خیانت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے، نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے، دنیا کی ہر برائی سے دامن چٹک گئے، دنیا کی ہر برائی سے دامن چٹک گئے، ایک جست ہی میں سالک مولا تلک گئے، دنیا کی ہر برائی سے دامن چٹک گئے، ایک جست ہی میں سالک مولا تلک گئے، مرشد نے وہ بتائے سہولت کے راستے، مرشد نے وہ بتائے سہولت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے، نقش قدم نبی کے، نقش قدم نبی کے، نقش قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے، ہیں یوں تو بے شمار ریاضت کے راستے، ہیں یوں تو بے شمار ریاضت کے راستے، پر مستند وہی ہے شریعت کے راستے، ہیں یوں تو بے شمار ریاضت کے راستے، پر مستند وہی ہے شریعت کے راستے، پہنچے خدا تلک تو محبت کے راستے، پہنچے خدا تلک جو محبت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے، نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے، نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے۔
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم، يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم، يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وجعلنا الليل والنهار آيتين، فمحونا آية الليل وجعلنا آية النهار مبصرة، لتبتغوا فضلا من ربكم، ولتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب، وكل شيء فصلناه تفصيلا، صدق الله مولانا العظيم. those brothers, Muhammad, you must just give your report to Maulana Musa Kaji, the work. Dr. Suleiman, your area. Where's Dr.? Yeah, inshallah. Just give your report what work has been. MashaAllah, very good preparations have been done, hopefully, locally and abroad also. May Allah make it fair. And inshallah, with the fikr of the brothers, our brother Hafiz Ahmad has seen a very nice dream also with regard, inshallah, to the acceptance of the Islahi Jalsa. We'll ask him to say the dream later on also, inshallah. This very beautiful poem of our Sheikh, and this is one great aspect which poets work on. They take a certain couplet of certain poem, and which are very acceptable and of great people, and around it they make another poem, another whole poem, another ash'ar they make. So he is Shaheen Athar, who is our Sheikh's Khalifa, and his poetry is very islahi, to correct lives. Very, very good. And if somebody can translate for little children also, he has prepared such beautiful poetry, and for everyone, for ladies, for men, for all. And very, very effective his poetry is. So he took Hazrat's couplet, Naqsh-e Qadam, Nabi ke sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hai jannat ke raaste, Allah jalla jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. So he used this couplet and he made his whole ashar poems around that. And Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke, the translation, that following the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the road to Jannat. If you follow it, you will come out in Jannat. Also, which is true, if you don't follow that, you are taking another road, which ulama have read, one poet has written, Oh Haji, I fear that the road you have taken was not going to let you reach Kaaba Sharif, you'll come out in Turkistan. In other words, you're following the wrong road. So if you follow the wrong road, if you want to reach, come to Jannat, you'll have to follow the road that goes to Jannat. And that is Sunnat road. That will take you many other roads, but that road will take you to Jannat. If we follow a wrong road, and here also we should be careful. This few days, there was no internet access. And then my little granddaughter told me, Telkom had just moved their things a few degrees, so everyone lost internet access. So if we lose a few degrees in our direction to Jannat, if you are piloting a plane, and just a few degrees you are off, and you won't forget, not only that runway you won't miss, you'll miss perhaps that whole country also. Mm-hmm. If you are a few degrees off, not only that town and that runway, you'll perhaps miss that whole country also. So if we miss our road to Jannat, a few degrees also, may Allah save us, it mustn't happen that when we find we're not getting on the runway of Jannat, we are landing somewhere else. And in the Akhirah, there are only two places. Dunya, there are three roads. One is you're living a very poor, difficult life, very, very difficult. One is you're living a very rich and enjoyable life, and the vast majority of the people are in between. Just living comfortably, just making do, and carrying on. Akhirat, there is only two. Either total enjoyment or total destruction. There is not you just going to carry on living in the middle path. So it's very, very dangerous if we miss the right path, even by a few degrees, even by 1 degree. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu se milate hai, and a person will get connected with Allah Ta'ala by following the sunnats. Sunnat, double benefit. Jannat also you'll get, that's afterwards. Now immediately you'll get your bigger Jannat, you'll get Allah Ta'ala. You'll get the creator of Jannat by following sunnat. So basically, that is the couplet of Hazrat's poem, and around that he has made all his other very beautiful ash'ar. Hey, you to be shumar riyadat ke raaste. Like that, there are many ways of reaching Allah Ta'ala. Never make the mistake that there is only one way. There are many ways of reaching Allah, and different mashayikh, different khanqas, different ways they have shown how to reach Allah Ta'ala. Par mustanad wahi hai shariat ke raaste. But the most solid, strong ones are that you follow Shariat, which has come in the hadith that a person, the most closeness he gets to Allah Ta'ala is by fulfilling the farais. And if you're more deeper, you're going to see the most important, our aqaid must be correct according to Shariat. Then your farais must be correct. Some people, lot of nafil, but the farz they are negligent. So that is not the right is to do your most important. Your aqaid must be correct and make sure your aqaid are correct. Don't wait till it will be checked in the qabr. Make sure that now you check it whether my aqaid are correct or not. There are many types of kufr also, different types and under the broad heading of kufr. Like hypocrisy, nifaq is also kufr. And shirk is also kufr. And dahriya. Not to believe in Allah is also a lot. And one type of kufr is also what is called zindiqi, zindiqiyat. That a person, outwardly he's got everything of Islam, practicing on Islam. But some wrong belief has come and his iman is gone. Which Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, a time will come when the masjid will be full of musallis. But there won't be one person who is a Muslim. They will be thinking that it's not nifaq also. Nifaq is, you know, I'm not a Muslim. You're just pretending to be a Muslim. But wrong beliefs that came. And you change the face of Islam. Today, how many people are eager to give Islam a facelift? Give it a new facelift to fit into modern society. Modern society must change to fit into Islam. Not Islam must change to fit into modern society. If your shoe doesn't fit, you don't cut your toes off to make the shoe fit. You stretch the shoe, you buy a new bigger shoe. But you don't chop your toes off to make your shoe fit. So we can't chop and change Islam to make it fit in modern society. Islam will remain as it is. And if modern society wants to fit, it must change. But you can't make Islam to change. So therefore, Shariat is the most important. پہنچے خدا تلک جو محبت کے راستے and those roads that have reached to Allah Ta'ala, the roads of love. The roads of love made one reach Allah Ta'ala. This is a very, very strong road to reach Allah. Shariat is one that he mentioned. The love of Allah Ta'ala, a person reaches Allah, Allah سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. And to reach Allah, one is to follow sunnats. And sunnats are so, which Mawlana Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullah alayhi said, sunnat ke raaste ashal raaste hai. Sunnat ka tariqa is the most easiest way of doing anything. Sunnat ke raaste ajmal tariqa hai, is the most beautiful way. If a person loves beauty, the most beautiful way, if our taste is correct. If our taste buds are gone bad, then even biryani doesn't, in fact, it will taste better to you. When your taste buds. So if our taste buds are correct, you'll find the most sweetest ways are the ways of sunnat. You'll become a die-hard for sunnat. Sunnat ka tariqa, akmal tariqa hai. It is the most perfect way to reach Allah Ta'ala. Ushaq apne kayf musalsal ka jam le. Then there is one other aspect to reach Allah, the lovers, great lovers, ushaq, who are very deeply, madly in love with Allah Ta'ala. They can continuously drink the wine of the love of Allah, continuously. Gar sunnate rasool ko mazboot tham le, on condition that in that love of Allah, they must not give up the sunnat. They will get great, great enjoyment, but that they are following the sunnat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dene lage sadaye, saadat ke raaste, and the roads of saadat, of respect and honor, ibadat, all good roads. They started calling out, they started announcing, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. All the other roads all said, you want to get connected with Allah, follow sunnats. You will get connected with Allah Ta'ala. Mijjai daari fani ke ranjo alam bhi aaj. And today in this world, especially the Western world, first world countries, industrialized countries, the greatest, according to World Health Organization, the biggest disease they are suffering from, depression. Ranjo alam, worry, depression, tension, all the time. Anyone you see tension, problems, depression. So that also will get completely wiped out. Karle mujahada jo rahe haq mein hum bhi aaj. If we make a little effort in the correct path and we try and reach Allah Ta'ala doing the right things, we will, all that ranja alam, depression, tension will be taken away. Just make that little effort. Like you have a puncture, if you learned how to change your wheel, you made that little effort. A person with a heart problem, elderly person, weak person, slowly, slowly, he'll also comfortably change his wheel. But if you didn't learn how to change your wheel, you can be a young, strong man also, and you don't know, you get a chisel and you get a 4-pound hammer and you start knocking off the nuts on the wheel. What a mess you'll make. You won't move from there afterwards. You'll damage everything. Then you want to get 10 people, you ask them, you pay them, beg them, lift up my car, I want to change my wheel. It will be such a problem because you didn't learn that little bit. If you learn that little, your whole road, you'll change your wheel and you'll be on your way, and without anyone's help, you'll be able to carry on. So just learn and make that little mujahada in the path of Allah. Many of us feel in these days we can't stay away from sin. These days you can't live with taqwa. These days you can't make mujahada. No, it's just a little effort to overcome that, and you'll see, and then you'll see your whole road will be so easy. You got a puncture, now you're sitting. Now I have to throw in the towel, I can't do anything. No, just learn how to change your wheel, and your car, which is so comfortable and has got so many features, you'll reach 1,000 kilometers. You'll travel in your car if you knew. So the same way to reach Allah Ta'ala, we will reach. But just make the small effort of learning how to make this mujahada in the correct way. Do it in the right direction. Khul jaye be shumar hidayat ke raaste. Unlimited roads of hidayat will open to a person. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. A person will get connected to Allah Ta'ala by following the sunnats. Khul jaye be shumar hidayat ke raaste. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah says definitely, double times, لَامْ تَعْكِدْ نُون مُشَدَّ تَعْكِدْ, definitely we will open, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ, we will guide those people to our many, many roads. Roads of the closeness of Allah, the love of Allah, everything. You just make that little effort, and one simple effort, just bring to everything according to sunnat. Make your outside according to sunnat. Make your inside. Make your house according to sunnat. Make your public life according to sunnat. And Allah will guide you then towards Him. قَلْبُ نَزَرْ بَچَائِيَ دَارِي بَرْحَائِيَ. See how His islahi bayans of it. That look after your heart and look after your eyes. Don't think bad things and don't look at wrong things. تَخْنَوْ سَي أَبْنِي پَائِنْچِي اُوپَرْ اُٹھَائِيَ. And make sure that your ankles are open. Don't cover your ankles with your dressing. That is for men. And today, opposite, women, they open their legs and men cover their legs. Men must open their ankles. That must not be covered. Women must cover it. And keep your beard also properly according to sunnat. Khush kijiye nabi ko itaat ke raaste. Make your nabi happy by being obedient to him, by following his ways. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. At the same time, remember, you'll make your Nabi also happy. You'll be connected with Allah also by following sunnats. There's one beautiful example that if a person travels anywhere and he sees some beautiful ladies' handbags, ladies' shoes, dress, and he wishes, feels, if I buy this and my wife wears it, she will look so nice in it. He buys it, he gives, when she wears it, he feels so happy, you're looking so nice. What Allah loved the most, Allah gave it to His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah loves that way also of His Nabi, and whoever will copy that way, Allah will love that way, will love him also. And he'll get the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. اپناتے ہیں جو سیرت خیر الانام لوگ. When people will follow the way, the سیرت, the way, lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, کرتے ہیں سنت کا جہاں احتمام لوگ. And where people are cautious that I must do things according to sunnat, that my sunnat must not leave. Like Huzaifah ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, on the top of his voice said, أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي لِهَاُولَاءِ الْحُمَقَى. What must I give up? The sunnat of my beloved. One sunnat also. The sunnat of just picking up the morsel of food, cleaning it and eating. Must I give that up for these stupid people who the world say are cultured, very advanced people? How can I give up the sunnat of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Which Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, يَنْقُسُ الدِّينَ وَأَبُو بَكَرْ حَيْ. Can there come any deficiency in deen? anything less, little bit in deen, while Abu Bakr is alive, this can't happen. If nobody wants to, I will give my life, but I'll do my utmost. Deen must be at its perfect level. As khud hi band hote hai bid'at ke raaste. And the roads of bid'at by themselves, they close up. When you follow sunnats, this is Allah's system. There is no vacuum. We have been commanded to practice on deen. The minute where you don't practice, something else will come in. We stopped reading Quran Sharif at night, TV came in. It's not that TV came and then Quran Sharif stopped. When we stopped, TV came in. When we stopped following sunnah, all other fashions and designs and all other things came in. So if we follow sunnah, all bid'at. And yeah, bid'at is not only what is in our mind of bid'at, anything which is alien to deen. Those roads will close themselves if you'll follow sunnah. And the enemies have worked out very, very precision and determination to replace every sunnah. They put something else in its place. Like the miswak, to replace it, they made the toothbrush. And then they start explaining the benefits of the toothbrush. And good people, the miswak goes out, the toothbrush comes in. Everything, they've worked it very, very carefully to take out every sunnah and to replace it with one bid'at, with one of their own things. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. And remember, a person will be connected with Allah when he follows the roads of sunnat. Shaitan aur nafs ki raaho ko chhor de. A person must give up the ways of shaitan and his nafs. Yani hum aaj bhi jo gunaho ko chhor de. Today also we must give up gunar. Shaitan and nafs, these are the primary agencies which take us towards evil. Shaitan from outside, nafs from inside, taking us towards evil. In other words, give up guna. Hum par khule hue hai wilayat ke raaste. The roads of wilayat, to become a wali, to become a close friend of Allah. Those roads are open in front of us. But what must we do? Close the roads of guna. Then the roads of the other roads are open. Close the roads of guna. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Don't forget, you will get connected with Allah if you will follow the sunnats. Gar chahte hai dil mein khuda ko basaye. If you want to, bring Allah as your guest in your heart. And Allah has made the heart His palace. Every heart is actually, Allah made it His palace. In the time of Harun al-Rashid, there was Bahlul, famous person, very great buzurg. He was a madzub. Madzub is what people will normally say, whose screws are a bit loose. His actions are like that. But they are greatly connected with Allah. Outwardly, they don't worry what people think about them. So one time, Harun al-Rashid called him and gave him his walking stick and tell him, take this and give it to the most stupid person you meet. So he went, looked, but he found in the world, whoever he met is more stupid than the previous person. More and more stupid people. Months passed like that. And he's finding more and more stupid. So he's not giving it. There's somebody even more stupid. In the period, he heard the Harun al-Rashid, the king is ill, terminal illness, he's on his deathbed. He went and visited the king again. The king asked him, you met someone, you gave the stick. He said, no, I'm still looking. Everyone I find is more stupid than the previous person. There must be even more stupid. So then he saw the king's condition. So he asked the king that during your lifetime, you traveled in your country, your various constituencies, provinces, you traveled. He said, yes. He said, wherever you had to travel, you made arrangements. He said, yes, proper arrangements, security, transport, food, everything, all arrangements. Everywhere you went, you made it in advance, long in advance. And we checked before we go again. All the arrangements properly done, everything. We will be received, everything. He said, yeah. He says, now you're on your deathbed. What arrangement have you made for your akhirat? He said, oh, that I didn't do any arrangement. I haven't prepared for my akhirat. He said, then you take the stick. I found you to be the most stupid person in the world. I haven't found anyone more stupid that you know how for your dunya's life. You made all your arrangements of detail, fine, fine detail. But where you're going to go permanently, you made no preparation for that. So that is that a person, what was that? Gar chahte hai dil mein khuda ko basaye. If you find Allah Ta'ala in your heart, Murshid ki maan lijiye, nigahe bachaye. Listen to what our Shaykh, Hazrat Maha Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Adam Allah Fuyuzam, what Hazrat is teaching with so much of emphasis, guard your gazes. The end, which comes in the Hadith Sharif, and Nazru Sahmum min Sihami Iblis Masmum, that the eyes are a poisonous arrow of the, is an arrow of the poisonous arrows of Shaitan. Very poisonous arrow. It has destroyed people, made people go into mad hospitals, people into the Qabristan, people to commit murder, people, what and what this poisonous arrow of Shaitan. What and what it hasn't done, made people kill one another, everything. Man tarakahu makhafati, a person who does not look in the fear of Allah, that he can manage it. And the one easy way, have taqwa, the fear of Allah. So a person who gives it up in the fear of Allah, abdaltuhu. Allah says, I will change in return. I will pay him. I will give him. He made a very great effort, his heart work. Your desire is something which is very hard to break. When you have a strong desire, you want to do something. And the desire to look at another woman is very strong. And but you didn't. In the fear of Allah, Allah says, I won't let it go just like that. I will pay you for that. Inna Allah la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin. Those who do good, Allah doesn't destroy their reward. Allah will give them. What will Allah give that pay? Imanan. Such iman I will give. Yajidu halawatahu fi qalbihi. And he will find the sweetness of that iman in his heart. A person who makes this effort, and he does not look. And Allah says, I won't give you the sweetness of milkshake on your tongue, or the sweetness of a chocolate on your tongue. I will give you the sweetness of iman in your heart. And Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali says, that when the sweetness of iman, inna halawat al-iman idha dakhala qalban, lam yakhruj minhu abada. It doesn't go out. It stays there in the heart. So listen to what our Shaykh has got to say. There is one great way to find Allah. That is, guard your gazes. Jata hai dil nazar ki khiyanat ke raaste. And the heart gets destroyed by making khiyanat. With the eyes of with the khiyanat of the eyes, your heart gets destroyed. If in your engine, instead of putting oil, you went and throw sand in your engine, where you had to throw oil, how you'll destroy what best engine you can have, what a strong engine. Or something else which was not supposed to be there, it destroys that whole engine. Your heart will be destroyed when you look at other haram things. Your heart will be destroyed. Many of us ask, I don't enjoy my namazes, I don't get enjoyment in zikr. The main cause of it, the main cause is that our eyes are out of control. That we don't enjoy du'as, we don't enjoy our zikr, any of these things. Yeah, dunya's things, it can be the most stupid thing. It can be those cartoons on the TV. Well, for small children, big people enjoy looking at it also. That enjoyment you'll get. You'll get enjoyment of all other filth and dirt also. The worst is what was actually, we're looking at strange women, which Maulana Asadullah Sahib of Saharanpur, Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Ishq-e buta mein e asad karte ho tum fikre rahat. Ishq-e buta, in the love of these painted dollies, these idols of the road, which he refers to as dead things. These women of the road, they are dead things, they are dead idols. In there, you are imagining, you are making fikr, you are concerned, you must get enjoyment. Ishq-e buta mein, e asad, karte ho tum fikre rahat, dozakh mein dhoondte ho tum jannat ke khabgahe. Are you looking for the enjoyments and pleasures of jannat in jahannam? So these painted dollies, though they look like that, when a person, when this reality will come, he will see this is filth and dirt. He will just, his heart will go off it immediately. But when a person does not look after his heart, that which is the riwayat of Mishkat Sharif, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّاظِرُ وَالْمَنْزُورِ إِلَيْهِ. Allah's la'nat, Allah's pitkar, Allah's curses on that person who looks at other women, etc., and those who present themselves to be looked at, who don't observe parda, who put perfume and go out, who walk stylish, etc., to attract men, for Allah's azab. So the flames of Jahannam are wrapped around them. And you getting enjoyment when the flames of Jahannam are wrapped around you. When the mind even worse than being made. One is you are in ghaflat. One unmindfulness. One is you are drunk. Whatever made you drunk. One is you are a mad person. And there isn't another word what I know of worse than that. Is that person who gets enjoyment in the fire of Jahannam. And a mu'min who knows that this is Allah's lanat and he's getting enjoyment in Allah's lanat. Therefore, this is the how upside down your mind and your heart becomes. When you commit guna, you become so upside down that you enjoy eating stool. You enjoy drinking urine and you say, how wonderful, how enjoyable. How can there be such a person? Not even a mad person. But this is how upside down a person gets when his taste buds change to such an extent. Not only that he's not getting any taste, but that which was so bitter, which was filth, which was dirt, he's enjoying that. This is the curses of Allah Ta'ala upon a person. Chata hai dil nazar ki khiyanat ke, that heart is destroyed. That engine that would fly a big jumbo jet, that engine can't even pull a wheelbarrow. It is completely finished. And it will be so heavy to pull the engine will be a problem also. It's supposed to fly a jumbo jet at what speed? But you can't even pull it. It is so heavy. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. On the other hand, follow sunnat and see how you will get connected with Allah Ta'ala. Dunya ki har burai se daaman jhatak gaye. All evil just fell off my life. From my lap, all desires of guna and the actions of guna. What tawbah? Clean. At-taibu min adh-dhamb kama la dhamba lah. And a person made tawbah, now all these gunas. Like in autumn, you don't have to take a stick and knock on the tree to let the leaves fall down. The leaves are just, you get tired clearing the leaves from the bottom. Cleaning your garden, you get tired, so many leaves are falling. Like that, gunas will just fall off you. Like in the season of autumn, how gunas fall off, gunas will fall off. Ek jasad hi mein salik maula tak gaye. And in 1 second, this person reached Allah Ta'ala. Just by making tawbah, immediately, a person is connected and strongly connected with Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, understand this, from our kalima of tawheed, kalima of Islam, it is kalima kimya. It is a kalima which has got alchemy in it. Which changes a person who was a kafir, just reading the kalima, immediately now he becomes a mu'min. How long to read it? He was in Jahannam, he was a Jahannami now. Now immediately he's a Jannati. He was mabghuz, hated by Allah Ta'ala, he's a non-believer. Now he becomes mehboob, the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. In a jaffi, immediately this whole thing changed. So just make tawbah. A person, Hadrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that in a bayan, if you understand, I must make tawbah. I must change my life. Don't wait for tahajjud namaz. Don't wait, I'll give chillah in jamaat or Ramzan, I'll go by my sheikh, I'll go for umrah, I'll make tawbah, I'll change my life. Immediately, in your heart, though no expression on your face also, in your heart, Ya Allah, I'm making tawbah. I'm changing my life. Immediately before you get up from that gathering, you're a wali of Allah. Allah has already, the minute you make that tawbah, Allah has put the crown of wilayat onto your head. Allah puts the crown of wilayat on your head. So just make tawbah and immediately, no matter what your gunas, even if you're a person whose trouser is below his ankle, while you're sitting in a majlis, you're not going to change your trouser now, or you can turn it up. Or your beard, no matter what you do, your beard is not going to grow immediately you made tawbah. Even if you put fertilizer, the beard is not going to grow now. But you are off that guna. If you have to die now, you won't be asked why you didn't keep a sunnat beard. Just imagine how your guna, your namazes, you got 20 years qaza namazes. And you passed away, you made tawbah sincerely. You didn't get chance to make your qaza namaz. All that namazes will be maaf. But when you get chance, you have to make your qaza namaz. It's not that you only make 2 rakats of qaza namaz and all your qaza umri is done. Or that there is nothing like qaza namaz. No. Qaza, faraz, you have to make the qaza. But if you died, a person who became a Muslim now, he read kalima and he died. Not one namaz he made, but he's going straight to Jannah. He just read kalima, la ilaha illallah, totally demolishes all the gunas of the past. All the gunas are forgiven. That person will go straight to Jannah. So great it is to make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Murshid ne wo batai sahulat ke raaste. And our Shaykh has shown us that easy way to reach Allah Ta'ala, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Just follow sunnats and you'll get connected to Allah now. When you got Allah, you'll have Jannah also. Ayaz, the slave of Mahmud Ghaznavi, he was an ordinary person, no wealth, no position, no connection with top society or anyone, but qualities he had in him. And qualities are the most important. And a person's value is not what he possesses. A person's value is by qualities that he have. A person, for example, how many places it has happened now in front of our eyes. Multi-billionaires, one earthquake came and everything was washed away. Everything was taken away. So the value which they placed with all their bank balance, there was no bank left that we can go and collect any balance from the bank. Those properties all were completely destroyed. One earthquake, one storm, the storms that came to America now, everywhere else in the world where they have come. What happened in Haiti? What happened in Kashmir? The earthquake, the tsunami. People were completely destroyed. But qualities made those who had qualities in them. Qualities like honesty, hard work, loyalty. All these qualities, those people came up very quickly in life. So Ayaz had qualities in him. The king is he who recognized that this man has got great qualities. So he made him his muqarrab, his favorite, kept him very close to him. The other people naturally get jealous that why were the favorites till now. Now the king has made him his right-hand man, made him very close. So they whispered all wrong things about Ayaz in the king's ears. The king said, I'll let you people see who is Ayaz. There are many incidents of great, great lessons. On one occasion, the king put all valuable things in the courtroom. Diamonds, emeralds, pearls, rubies, and he announced, whoever places his hand on whatever today, it is his. The people went pell-mell, running, rushing, this side, that side. As much as they could grab, they were grabbing. But Ayaz stood still. The king said, Ayaz, haven't you heard my command? He said, King, repeat your command. What is your command? He said, I've said, whatever you put your hand on today is yours. He said, the king, are you sure this is your command? He said, yes. Then he walked up and he put his hand on the king. When you are mine, today you put a fraction of all what you have in here. If you are mine, whatever is in the state treasury and whatever is still going to come, everything is mine. So like that, if we make Allah ours, everything is ours. Ek tu mera to har shay meri, zameen meri, asma mera. Ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. If you are mine, everything is mine. And to get Allah, there are so many easy ways. One is sunnat tariqah. Follow sunnats and you will get Allah. If you've got Allah, you have got everything. May Allah Ta'ala give us this understanding. We are now in a new year, 1434. And this is a great occasion for us to reflect on very many points. On the one side, this is the month of Muharram, our first month. And it is very necessary also for us to know our own Islamic calendar at least. Hey, children going to school, they learn the calendar where in class 2 or class 3, they are taught the calendar with how many months this, how many days this month has got, how many days that month has got. When did we learn our Islamic calendar? And even after we have learned it, if we don't live an Islamic-related life, we forget also. One friend of mine, we studied together, we were in the same class in the final year in Deoband, and he was the most intelligent student in the class. And what is called to read Ibarat, to read the sabak in front of the student, he would always read. Then after how many years he came here, he was doing a collection for another madrasa. We started speaking of those days when we were students, and he was doing that collection, so I gave him something also. So he started writing the receipt, and then he asked me for the date. I gave him the Islamic date. Uska dimag chakra gaya. His mind didn't function, didn't work. He couldn't relate. Now, what are you saying here? So I tell him, that's our Islamic date. Then he put his pen down. He said, Manana, I can't relate to this. A alim, and who came first in Darul Uloom, Dioband. But he couldn't relate to Islamic dates. Where in Dioband, we only use Islamic dates. We don't use anywhere the English date. But he couldn't relate to it. Then he told me he's doing construction work. He's got a construction company and he's doing extremely well, very wealthy, very rich. And he told me how he lives in Bombay. He's settled in Bombay. Then he told me, Maulana, I even forgot the names of the months of the Islamic calendar. Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir. If we don't keep contact, a person goes, that even that you forget. And how many people usually stand at 5, class 7, go to madrasa, now it's high school, no more time for madrasa, too much homework, too much assignments, too much studies. By matric, there are so many students who forget how to read the Quran Sharif. They can get it back very easily, but they forget. After that, they go to college, university, start working. Many, many people forget even the simple names of our deen, like a musalla. What do you say? What do you call it? It goes so out of mind. The namaz times, the 5 namaz times. If you don't keep contact, all these things. And today it's a reality. Go see here, for example, in Malawi, how many people who were born Muslims, bred Muslims, not only that they've forgotten, now they believe there are 3 gods. And this is another thing, the great way, which is very, very important, which we don't pay attention to keep good company. And to avoid bad company. The 2 things are very important. Not only to keep good company, but to totally shun bad company. In many of our namazes, we are encouraged to read in the one rakat, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. And in the next rakat, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. قُلْ يَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Kafir people, non-Muslim, I got nothing to do with you. And totally you cut off from them. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. You join yourself totally and only to Allah and Allah-related people. That person gets saved. In the world, whether it's Palestine, whether it's Iraq, whether it's anywhere else, where the Muslims mix so much with the non-Muslims, whether it's South America, whether it is anywhere, that we forget our identity also. We forget totally who we are, and those concepts come into us. So here in Malawi, one of our students who opened a madrasa class, out of 40 students, 35 of them, when he questioned them, they said there are 3 gods. A Muslim, they regard themselves as Muslim, but they believe in 3 gods. The indoctrination, living with and mixing with the Christians, so much so. In Zambia, they, mashallah, do a lot of work, give zakat out to the poor and needy also. But ask them, what is your criteria? How do you know who to give zakat to? So they say, we check their aqaid also. And many of them fall out, the grown-up people, 40, 50, 60 years, desperately in need of food. But when we question them, their aqidah is, Jesus is the Son of God. And like that, they are Muslims. They're making namaz also. They are doing like, yeah, with us in our country. Why ask them? Because this was in my mind. In our country, the local people, many of them, they become Muslims, they practice Islam, but the ancestral thing, worship of the ancestors got the control over our lives. You can't displease the ancestors. If you displease them, problems will come in your life. You can't displease the ancestors. That is also shirk. So I wanted to know if that, they said, no, that is not there. But the Christian influence is so strong on them that they believe Jesus is the Son of God. What's the iman of that? That zindiqiyah, they are making namaz also. They are doing everything else also. But they've got that belief. They're believing in 3 gods. This thing. So this contact with the non-Muslims is a very, very serious thing. A person, if he has to, due to business, Islam is permitted. But then try and wash out the effects. If our schooling, today the West have worked. Schooling is totally kidnapping the mind of the child, brainwashing the child totally. And we don't realize, we start thinking like them, and we start doubting Islamic values. How many of us feel that capital punishment, cutting of hands, etc., from their teaching, this is barbarism, this is barbaric. We lost focus also, and totally our thinking changes. This is the object. It's not to just give you a matric certificate or anything. In about 1994, there was a seminar from the government, in 92 most probably, I think it was, to reassess, to evaluate our educational system. Very detailed. In there, one question that came up, that why must we teach Shakespeare to students? When today everything is in modern English, your medicine you want to do, law you want to do. When we were still at school, beginning stages, we had to learn Latin also, if in case you want to become a lawyer. And many terminology was in Latin, so you had to learn Latin also. But that also is done away with. You don't learn Latin anymore. You don't need it anymore. Everything is in modern English language. So if you want to become a doctor, a lawyer, anything, you don't need old Victorian English of Shakespeare. They made no bones out of it. There's more detail, but in short, they said that the purpose of it is when we give a child a matric certificate, we must be satisfied we have developed a modern, Western mind. Modern Western Christian mind. When we give that certificate, we are satisfied, we have now, and in order to achieve that, we have got nothing else but Shakespeare. You're studying literature, but you are being indoctrinated without you realizing it. And that is that mind they want to make, that you have got a modern Western Christian mind. That is now when you are proud, I got 7 distinctions. In other words, you are proud, I got a very strong modern Western Christian mind. And now if we go through that process, if a person doesn't wash it out and you have to scrub it. And you have to scrub it so thoroughly to take out every effect of that and to replace it with Islamic values. This is a big job. This is what becoming the alim darul ulum to quite an extent. When you go in jamaat, you get it. And regularly with the khanqa and with the true Allah wala who have got these values, then it will come the right thing. Otherwise, if maut has to come and we have got one bit dirt of that Western, of that still in our lives, in our minds and in our hearts, very dangerous. So this month, our year has started with the month of Muharram, which is a month of ihtiram, respect and honor, month of greatness. And then the year of ours passes, and if we pass the year correctly, and we pay attention to all the things of the year, we come out then towards Rajab, which gives us our namazes, 5 times namazes, which is the mi'raj. While you're on the earth, you make mi'raj with Allah Ta'ala. And the greatest you reach your mi'raj, your ascension, your height, your greatest height, is when you lower yourself to the lowest point. When your head, what you think, my mind, my brains, I do this, my brains, I've achieved this, I do so much, etc. When you put it right down in front of Allah Ta'ala. That French model, now lately, about a month or 6 weeks ago, who has accepted Islam, for 3 years she was off the main screen radar. Nobody was noticing her. When she came back with niqab, they asked her. She said that we are models, whether we get publicity of the whole world, people applauding us and screaming and whistling and giving us so much of outward that respect, etc. The money that we make, huge, huge amounts of money for one show. How much money don't we make? But when we are on our own, there is nobody that has a worse condition than what we have got. The boredom, when you're depression, all these things that set in. She said, I cry and cry. I'm so lonely, so bored. Then in that state, her friend who was a Muslim said, I'm going to pray. She said, take me with to pray. And she said, when I put my head down on the ground, at that time what wealth Allah gave me and what coolness and comfort and peace I found, I never found it in all the big shows or anything, what I found there. Which Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, when Allah blesses somebody with that, then he will realize it is more valuable than owning the 200 countries of the world. It is more valuable than owning all those countries. Whom Allah blesses with that, very fortunate is that person who in his dua sometimes, who in his sajda sometimes, who in his tawaf sometimes, sometimes reading salatu salam at Rauza-e Mubarak, and Allah, that's a guest from Allah, which Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi rahmatullah says, jab kabhi wo idhar se guzre hai. When Allah Ta'ala sometimes passed this way, so to say, when Allah came into your heart, then I found that enjoyment which was greater than the two worlds, more than Jannat also. I found that, what is dunya? Dunya is nothing, more greater than Jannat also. I found that. So Allah has given this month. Maulana Mazhar Sahib, our Shaykh's son, Damat Barakatum, says, our year starts with Muharram. Their year starts with January. January is from animal, Janwar. So what starts with Janwar, what is the end? When their end comes, then it is Christmas parties. First it is Guy Fawkes Day, and then it is Boxing Day, and then it is Christmas and New Year, which is all, and then Matrik Balls, which is, what is all that? Drunkenness, killings, robberies, murders, rapes, HIV, AIDS, that is what all that is. So it's what starts with Janwar, it's the end of it. And what starts with Muharram, it is Namaz, Rajab. It is Tawbah, Istighfar, and there is no greater sweetness than Tawbah and Istighfar. Then the month of Ramadan, Allahu Akbar. What a month Allah Ta'ala gave us. May Allah let us at least get 1 month of Ramadan before we die. One is to stay hungry, one is to keep roza. One is to make qurbani and one is to slaughter an animal. There is a world of difference between the two. The whole year you'll slaughter animals. But qurbani, what is called qurbani, if you make qurbani, then you'll know what it is. Today, we don't make qurbani. What is qurbani? The spirit of sacrifice of Ibrahim a.s. Today, we slaughtering animals. We are parting briflace after that, storing up for the whole year, and just enjoying ourselves. We can't even give the poor. We can't make that sacrifice also. If we give the poor, then all the pieces of flat, fat and bone and that we have to give them also. We can't even give a nice good piece of meat to the poor. What qurbani? And what is qurbani? Ibrahim alayhi salam slaughtering his son. That spirit. And we read when we making inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. But that is all tape recording. It's tape recorded and it's just a tape recorder playing. Like a tape recorder is dead. It's got no feeling. Today we also have just become like that. That reality of it, that was supposed to be insan, that was supposed to be mu'min and Muslim. The reality of that comes into us. So anyway, then the month of Ramadan, then the month of Shawwal, then Zulqa'dah, preparation for Hajj, and going to the house of your beloved. Hey, Allahu Akbar, what a deen, 1 year to if we can pass as a Muslim. We have got Jannat in this world. We've got millions of Jannat in this world. If we can pass 1 year properly, then the Qurbani itself. So Allah has blessed us with all this. So this is that month that has started. Before when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Sharif, he found the Jews were fasting on the 10th of Muharram. He asked them, what is this roza you are keeping? They said, shukr to Allah Ta'ala. That Allah gave salvation to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam from the clutches of Fir'aun and his people. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, we are more entitled to make shukr. Today, we are more better Christians than what the Christians are. Better Jews than what the Jews are. The whole Torah, the Injil is summarized and condensed in the Quran Sharif. When we practice, and we practice the correct way, and Allah gave us the superiority, that we Allah perfected deen with Islam and completed His ni'mat and made us those Muslims that are the most top grade or submitters to the will of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has granted all that. So we have more right to make shukr. From here also we learn there are two ways of making shukr. One is by fasting also and one is by feasting also. We got Walima feast, we got Aqiqah feast, etc. Eid day, etc. All that. Akliyum wa ta'amin, all that on the day of Eid. But fasting is also a way of making shukr. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, when he got citizenship of Saudiya, which actually for him meant to be the neighbor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for how many years, right close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah's great fazal, Allah gave me the opportunity to be in Hazrat's khidmat, and for hours Hazrat should sit in that open space. That time there was only stones there, And there weren't these umbrellas or anything. In the hot sun, about 3-4 hours continuously. And Hadrat just sitting with his eyes closed. What muraqabah? Only Allah knows. Now and then he'll just open his eyes and he'll look this side. Who's sitting here? And then again his muraqabah. For that great ni'mat, Hadrat kept 40 days rozas that Allah gave me there. So keep rozas also for Allah's ni'mat. When somebody, Allah blesses you with something of deen or of dunya, your daughter is getting married, your son is getting married, we have walima, no problem, have all that. But keep roza also. And then see how a lot of Allah's rahmat will come down and how you'll appreciate. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we will keep roza also. We are more entitled to make shukr. And then another great lesson that we learn, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I live next year, I will keep the 9th and the 10th or the 10th and the 11th. To show, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَالِفُ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى. Oppose the ways of the Yahud and Nasara, though it's a deeny matter, which is from Allah ta'ala. You are keeping roza. But even in that, don't make your ibadat like the Jews and Christians. Have your way. So we will keep two rozas, the 9th and the 10th, or the 10th and the 11th. So yeah, in our deeny matters, so how much mustn't we oppose the ways of the non-Muslims? Whatever they do. And look at them, how much they oppose one another. The French and the English, till today they don't agree, but they bury their differences when it comes, because their main enemy today is Islam. They want to fight Islam. So they have made, but the minute if there isn't another enemy, they will be enemies. So we'll see the French, that whatever the English, when they made a car, to lock the door, you press the button down. The French cars, the button goes up. The light switch, the French will put it, the English will put it, when you press it down, it goes on. The French do it opposite. Everything they did opposite to one another. So much that hatred they had. But we follow the enemies which Quran said, Shaitan inna shaitan lakum aduwwum mubeen. Your nafs ammara bisu. But we follow in their way. Almost 100% we follow in their way. What a sad condition. We are fighting them, but we are exactly, we are, you're the one Pakistani army is fighting India army. But the Pakistani enemy army dresses like the India army. Now who are you going to fight? Hey, who we say our enemies, but we're living like them. Our dressing, our thinking has become like this. And they are working, and remember, through all like radio stations, they're assessing how much have we changed them. How much are they now thinking how we are thinking? They want us to be thinking, which comes in the hadith, that they won't be satisfied until how a snake goes back to its hole. You follow in the ways of kufr and shirk, and you go in that way. And if you can see the condition of the Muslims, whether it's Palestine, whether it's Pakistan, whether it's anywhere, how much we are following in their ways. And with the internet and the cell phone now, whatever little was left is also washed away. Only if a person can use these things in the right way should he keep it. Otherwise, don't worry. People 10, 20 years ago lived without all this. And they managed their lives very comfortably. If you cannot, if you have the slightest doubt that you'll fall into haram, then rather stay without it. So, this is another great lesson that we learn. And then when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came, till then the Christian calendar was carrying on. In Islam also. He said, we are Muslims, we need our own calendar. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we should study the life of Sayyidina Umar as a Khalifa. What an Islamic government, he said. Today we get impressed with the social grants, like in social countries like England also. A child is born immediately, so much money. For a person who becomes a disabled, so much grant. Go and study how Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. All this they've taken from us. Which is exactly the picture of that French girl now lately. A Muslim woman, Arab girl, who was a cashier in a supermarket. Not long ago, few months ago. And in her line were a few customers in which there was one woman with a niqab also. When she came to pay, this Arab Muslim girl told her that we got enough problems in our country and the government don't want us to wear niqab. Don't wear it. You are causing us more problems. If you want to practice your Islam, go to your country and practice how much you want to there. But here don't wear the niqab. The government doesn't want us to wear. In front of her, she opened her niqab and she saw it was a French woman, white woman, blue eyes, French young woman. And what she told her, you sold your religion, we bought your religion. Today that is our condition, that all our things they have taken, and we are like, there is a famous story of one person who always, like in our time, wearing an amama, a rumal he used to wear. So one time he slept away, his friend played a fool with him and took it while he was sleeping and he wore it. When he woke up, he said, I have become you, where am I? That you dress like me, I have become you, where am I? Or like one Sardarji who sat in Bombay station in a train going to Amritsar, long journey, very long journey, to about 2 days or two nights journey something. So he told, there were some people, he said, when Amritsar will come, please you must wake me up. Just now I'll sleep, and that's the last station. We have to wake up. But he said, I might oversleep, and I don't know what will happen. He lied down, he woke up again. He gave them in those days 100 rupees. And he said that, what you call it, if I don't give them money, perhaps they won't wake me up. Let me give them 100 rupees. They were barbers. They thought 100 rupees, which 1 rupee does the job to shave the hair. 100 rupees, and his hair is overgrown. They grow very long hair. So they shaved him completely, all his hair, beard also, head also. They thought we must make our money halal. 100 rupees, we can't do it for nothing, take it for nothing. When he got off at Amritsar, he got up so long, how long are you going to sleep? He went home and he slept. When he woke up and went to the bathroom, he said, oh, they woke up the wrong person. I got my big beard, I got my hair. They woke up the wrong person. I paid them 100 rupees and they woke up the wrong. Today, that is our condition. That we lost our identity also. We lost our consciousness also. We must make shukr, alhamdulillah, this outward. But so many countries, Muslims, totally, they don't even know them. In Malawi, very, very sad, when after Banda, the Muslim Prime Minister who came, then many of them showed their Islam. But till now, for no reason, they can't understand why, they don't want to expose themselves as Muslim. You ask them their name, nothing, no government pressure or anything. But they will give a Christian name. Only if you really know the person, you'll know he's a Muslim. Though his aqidahs are also correct, everything. But they don't want to show themselves as Muslim. They are suffering from such a complex. It was only that period of that president who was a Muslim president, then they came out quite a bit and they showed themselves as Muslim. So this condition happened. So this is very, very important. That the affiliation with non-Muslims, our children at school, who they are mixing with, etc., very, very important. Otherwise, what is coming in their minds? Here in Malawi, one sheikh, not an imam, a sheikh, a learned person, once saw before meals that his son closed his eyes for a little while. So I asked him, what are you doing? So he opened his eyes, he said, I'm thanking Lord Jesus Christ for the food. And this is a big alim's child. So we don't know what influences are. And don't think only at schools, etc. The TV, the internet, very subtly in adverts, not only in programs, in adverts, they are promoting all these things. And we don't realize and we don't understand. How many kufriyat are coming into our thinking? So we have to be very, very careful. So this is the changing of the new year. So let us also change a new leave. In the Hadith Sharif it comes, Al-Muhajir man hajara ma nahallahu an. The real Muhajir is that person who not only leaves his country and goes to another country, but the real Muhajir who makes hijrat from all the haram things that were into his life, and he goes out of the haram. And the biggest haram in our life is that we think, I got no haram in my life. We should think, and if we really have to analyze, and that is really one of the purposes of having a sheikh, that by continuously contact, that our sins and our bad starts surfacing, and we start eliminating it. For example, our thinking, and then pride that we have got. A person, how many who don't make ibadat also? Now and then we get tawfiq of something, and we get bluffed that I do this always. Just we did it 1-2 days. Many people, we noticed that they made the tahajjud 1-2 nights. Immediately they'll phone that, mashallah, we are pabund on tahajjud. Just for 2 or 3 nights they did. After that, then they never speak because it's gone again. That our zikr we are paband. Our tilawat. Just see, Maulana Qari Amir Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, yeah, on this mimbar said, and he told, what is Islah? He said, we're not reading Yasin Sharif. Read Yasin Sharif, that is Islah. And really, if we ask friends to put up their hands who are reading Yasin, I think very few, which is a very basic thing, necessity. Tilawat of Quran Sharif. Forget during the year, in Ramzan, how many of us, good people, we're not making even one khatam of Quran Sharif in Ramzan. And yet we are happy. What has bluffed us? Topi, beard and kurta. That I'm in sunnah. I'm pious person. And we regard other people. Our tilawat, durood Sharif. Ask ourselves, which favor is there not on us of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And we haven't got even that little bit in us to read even just 10 times durood Sharif a day. If we have to ask, put up hands, who reads 10 times a day durood? How many of us will put up our hands? اقرأ كتاب كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Read your own report. You yourself are enough for you to see. And then we're complaining of problems in our lives. This basic things we haven't got. We are big champions of Islam, but the A of Islam is not yester. The Alif of Islam is still. Before eating, Bismillah. Just notice, you'll see practically nobody reads Bismillah. Very, very seldom. During meals to make shukr. After meals, Alhamdulillah, illadhi at'amana. How many of us think that the dua after drinking water? How many of us read the dua when wearing clothes? These are all very, very basic things which are taught to the children in the very primary classes. And the ustad knows all the duas and the children get 100%. That is as far as theory is concerned. But when it comes to amal, who of us are making amal? We sit in the car. Now we were in Malawi. We were all alims. We sat in the car. And discussion just carried on which was before. So I told him, please let us first read our dua, then we carry on. After that, we stopped, we went and had no dua again. It just doesn't register. And the worst part, we find fault in other people. Others are like this. Others talk too much. All the time they're just talking. And we don't realize we're talking all the time. This is so common with us that we're finding fault with other people in everything. But we ourselves are involved in that. One beautiful poem our friend had said there. It will help us also very nicely, very much inshallah, that what our condition is. غَيْرُ تَقِيٍ يَأْمُرُ النَّاسُ بِالتَّقْبِ. A person who hasn't got taqwa is telling other people you must have taqwa. غَيْرُ تَقِيٍ يَأْمُرُ النَّاسُ بِالتَّقْوَى تَبِيبٌ يُدَاوِي وَتَبِيبٌ عَلِيلٌ. The doctor is treating people, doctor himself is sick. What is he going to treat other people? He's suffering from typhoid and malaria himself. Which injection is he going to give to his patients? This is our condition. Today that we don't worry about. So this is a time to reflect. Don't just let us be like zombies. The new year has come. We hardly notice. English New Year comes. That 90-year-old lady who is bedridden, she also knows it's New Year. But our New Year, how many of us know it's a New Year? And every new year must bring a new year into us. And what is now common on the cell phone, all that, Amun, Saeedun, and all those things. Today, the new year is for the cell phone also. And when you see it also, oh, it is that same thing again, just delete it, finish. No meaning in it. And Allahu Akbar. What our condition? Yeah, in Malawi, one friend was saying, somebody made a cartoon of Obama now and send it to him. So and it was a Maulana. So he asked that Maulana, where you get the time? He said, every night 2 hours of mine go on these things. He said, 2 hours you're spending on these things here. And then where, Tahajjud is out of the question. Fajr, if you manage, you are lucky. And then where are you going to do all your other things when all just this technology has also overtaken people? Just for the sake of technology. Busy with all these things all the time. And where essentials of deen are totally thrown over. We don't think of it. And the worst part, we think I'm pious. And we think I'm right. So you don't get tawfiq of tawbah. You don't get tawfiq of istighfar. And that person, Allah doesn't like that person who is wrong and he thinks I'm right. And he wants everything to go right in his life. But he doesn't even realize that I'm wrong. So this is a time to realize this. Also reflect at this juncture, that Allah Ta'ala, which Allah says in this ayat, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ وَجَعَلْنَا, we made day and night. Don't take it as a natural phenomena that since we were born, we said day came, night comes, day, night goes, day comes. No, Allah says, I made, we made, with authority Allah is speaking here. That with, it is we who had made day and night. Recognize Allah, the Qudrat. Just the ikhtilaful layli wa nahar, la ayatil li ulil albab. People of intelligence will see, recognize Allah, and realize the Qudrat of Allah. Today you want to commit a guna, a baby is there, and you refrain from committing the guna, there's a baby. Allah who is so great, but we haven't seen Allah in front of Him, and what can that baby do also? It can't speak also. It's not going to tell anyone you committed a guna, and that your baby can't take away your eyesight, can't make you go mad, can't make you become paralyzed. Ya Allah, so big and so powerful, and in front of Him we commit what terrible gunas. And no guna you can commit anywhere where Allah is not watching you. Wherever you are, Allah is watching you. So, but because we haven't, but just the day and night changing is enough, Allah says, that you can realize the existence, the qudrat, the power of Allah. And it's not only the day and night that has changed, the whole lifestyle Allah has changed. The whole, all the people who are awake, shouting, jumping, driving, running, all are fast asleep at night. And dead silence and darkness, blackness at night. How Allah changes when the day comes, everyone is alive again. The sun is out again. The moon has gone. The sun is out. What is, but we don't see. We are blind. Eh? This is what is called the tasawwuf. That, and who is the sheikh? He is that doctor that will take away the blindness of the heart, cataract of the eyes. And that a person, when he's got cataract of the eyes, motia, he can't see. You have to remove that veil. The same thing, we got cataract of the eyes. We can't see Allah Ta'ala. And when a person can see, in everything he will see. So Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. It is we who have made day and night. فَمَحَوْنَا آيَةَ اللَّيْلِ. We rubbed out the sign of the night, which is a great qudrat of ours. We rubbed it out when the day came. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مُبْصِرَةً. And we made the day that you can see again. At night it was dark. We rubbed it out. How it goes away. Allahu Akbar. For example, we have ijtima for the preparation. How many months go in the preparation? After that, take off all what work Allah is doing every day, changing the whole night system into the day system. The day system into the night system. What great work Allah is doing. Eh? But we don't notice anything. فَمَحَوْنَا آيَةَ اللَّيْلِ وَجَعَلْنَا آيَةَ النَّهَارِ مُبْصِرَةً. And three main causes. لِتَبْتَغُوا فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. So that you can get rosy by Allah. And Allah is referred to rosy, fadl. That what is fadl? Like what we call bansela. Just for nothing you give runga. Somebody didn't do work, you just give him something. Just to make him happy. Allah Ta'ala says you're rosy. Allah is referring to that as fadl. That we think we are working, but we are not working. Allah just gave it to us. We are thinking, I work hard for my rosy. Who can work? And whatever we eat, whenever we have a dastarkhan, nobody can pay for that food. All what we pay for is the people who worked on it. The people who planted the rice, who harvested the crop, who transported it. We are paying all those people. But for that rice, nobody can pay. We are paying the town council for the bringing the water to our place, to our tap. But for the water, we cannot pay. That nobody can pay for that water. We are just paying them for laying the pipes, etc. But for the water, we cannot pay. Whatever we are having, our sheep, our mutton, our chicken, everything that we are having, for that we are not paying. We are paying for the people who looked after it, who fed it, who cut it, who slaughtered it. For all that we are paying. So Allah says, لِتَبْتَغُوا فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Another great reason, وَلِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ. So that you could know the number of years. I'm 50 years old today. I'm 60 years. How are you saying this? Allah made this day and night. Then you counting your... In Jannah there will be no day and night. No sunrise in Jannah. So there will be no... Nobody will become 60 and then 65 and then 70. There you will be one age forever. Because there is no, you're not going to grow older. You're going to remain the same. Yeah, Allah has made this all this day and night so that we could count our ages. How many other things? How old is this building? This building established 1920. All those things, how we know? We just take it for granted. We ever thought of the qudrat of Allah? We ever thought of making shukr to Allah for all these ni'mat? We don't acknowledge Allah Ta'ala. We don't acknowledge His existence, His qudrat, His power, His jamal, His beauty, His sweetness, His kindness, His perfection. Where are we going to make shukr? A person who doesn't acknowledge his wife, she dresses for him. When she puts the dastarkhan, she puts everything. We don't even acknowledge. We just start eating. No, bismillah. After eating, not one jazakallah. Dr. Mayat Saab, may Allah give him good health in Petersburg. What a mashallah pious person. And what great love of Quran Sharif. There are so many things Allah has blessed him with. He says one occasion, a white man, non-Muslim man, ate at his house. Our system, Dr. Mashallah is pious. The wife didn't come in front to bring the food or anything. After meals, he said, tell your wife, thank you, I appreciate it. He told his wife what his wife said. She said, so big ulama ate at our house. Till today, not one person told me, thank you, jazakallah. Look at this non-Muslim, how much he has appreciated. Our things, which they have taken. This was our duty to make shukr. We don't acknowledge Allah. Man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah. Who is not thankful to man can never be thankful to Allah. We don't acknowledge Allah. In namaz, Allah is not in our namaz. Where will Allah be in our lives out of namaz then? We come to the house of Allah and Allah is not in our lives. Yeah, we are talking of Allah and some of our brothers are sleeping, showing from their face an indifferent attitude. We're not interested in what you are saying. Then where are we going to find Allah? If yeah, we're not going to find Allah, where are we going to find Allah Ta'ala then? So this is our attitude which we have to change. And a person who shows little inclination, Allah pulls that person. More than what a magnet can draw. Then we say, I'm not finding Allah in my life. I don't know why Allah is not coming in. When Allah is being spoken about, you fast asleep, you know, showing I'm not interested. You an indifferent attitude. Allah Ta'ala is not so cheap that you're not interested in Allah. Anulzimukumuha wa antum laha karihun. We must force it down your throat and you don't want it. Allah is not. You have that talab in you. You show your talab. This is another very, especially in our Chishtiya silsila, a person shows that desire, that talab. When Ash'ar are saying, how many of us, like dead we are, like a poor like he's reading in a Qabristan. Hey, that nobody, no dad, no nothing. MashaAllah, sometimes our black brothers, they don't understand. But just by his actions and the word, they can make out there's something really. And they show the emotions also. But how many of us did? No emotions. Like it's got nothing to do with us. If we don't understand, well, you are excused to score. To a certain, but at least, MashaAllah, by Ijaz, Maulana Abdul Qadir, when they read, they show their actions also. At least be entertained with death. But we are like dead people. And when we're watching cricket and soccer on the TV, then we see we screaming here. Who's going to hear that screams of ours here? Where whatever goal was scored or whatever was done there, we screaming it here. How many people shot the TV screen that at that time or that certain incident or something? But yeah, live in front of us and we are dead. And that is a dead thing for kufr and shirk and the filth and dirt. There we are so alive. And yeah, for deen in the house of Allah and we are dead. May Allah put life into our dead hearts, inshallah. So, what was I saying? So Allah Ta'ala has made this earning of rozi لِتَبْتَغُوا فَضْلًا مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَلِتَعْلِمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ. Your hisab also, I'm giving you account 30 days, payable in 60 days. Nikah of my son will be after 2 months. All this hisab Allah Ta'ala made for us, we use it, but we don't acknowledge it. We don't see Allah. We don't appreciate Allah. Allah is not in our... And otherwise, just by our timing things, when we write date, we should recognize Allah. Our mind, Ya Allah, you made this date for me. Today I'm writing 4th of Muharram, 1434. I'm writing the English date, 18 November, whatever. Allah, you made all this. Our namazes. With the sun, our namaz times are calculated. Zuhar, Ya Allah, you made it possible that I calculate my namaz time. Ramzan Sharif, Hajj, that you have given us all this. Otherwise, we shouldn't have known when is our Hajj, when is our Ramzan, when is my daughter getting married, when, how old is my grandson now. All this is Allah's name. We're using it all, but we don't appreciate. Somebody deposits 2,000 rand every day in your account, and not one thought also goes, who can be this? Eh? That this person has deposited, who can it be? Not one. That's not a insan ho ke in janwar se kam nahi. That though you are human, you are worse than an animal also, if we can't appreciate Allah Ta'ala. So, وَلِتَعْلِمُ عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ تَفْصِيلًا. And Allah says, not only this, Allahu Akbar, everything we in great, Allah is saying, in great detail we have explained it to you. Allahu Akbar. If somebody tells you how to reach a place, he gives you your GPS, and he punches in everything, it's correct, he's going to show you, and everything you can see, your route before time also, you can follow it. You can see in different ways where how your route is. He gives you on a paper also written. He gives you of landmarks also, by this garage you must turn, by that big building you must turn left, whatever it is. Everything he gives you. And he's in contact with you on the phone also. Where are you now? You must turn here. And still you go and get lost. Eh? Really, the Quran Sharif, 6,000 ayats. Ayat mean to reach Allah Ta'ala. How many of us, how many times we made khatam of the Quran Sharif? We became hafiz, we became qaris. We know 7 qirats of the Quran. We became muftis and we took out masalas from the Quran Sharif. And we have learned tafsir and we are teaching tafsir. But we haven't reached Allah. We are still lost. We are still in the jungle of this dunya. We haven't reached Allah Ta'ala. Even worse than that person there, who you are in contact with. And how many of us have found Allah? How many in our namaz, how many of us? In our dua, how many of us have found Allah? Hey, we are still lost. So this is what is required. Take this lesson from this occasion. That and Allah says, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ, not only your time. And we have given it to you in great detail. In the qabr, when we'll be asked, مَرْ رَبُّكَ, and we can't answer. When Allah said, we gave it to you in detail. Whether you are whether you are non-Muslim, we showed you our signs everywhere. Just yesterday, what beautiful sign, scene when the sun was rising. Eh? If an artist had to draw that, you'll pay him 50,000 rand, 100th, and you'll praise that artist. And he only copied from what Allah had made. And his will be one static, dead picture, which doesn't change. And Allah's picture, every second, as the sun is rising, the clouds are moving, the brightness of the light, yeah, there, it's changing. But not one subhanallah. Not one we recognize Allah. It doesn't increase our iman in Allah. Apne milne ka pata koi nishan, tu bata de mujhe e rabbi jahan. Oh Allah, show me your signs by which I can get connected. But our one namaz doesn't increase us. We have become so cosmetic, ritual. And everything of ours is just customary. Eh? We go Jamaat 3 days, exactly how we were before 3 days, we are after 3 days. We come Majlis, what we were before Majlis, after Majlis. We make Namaz, what we were before Namaz, after. It was just one duty we had to fulfill. All these things were to bring a change in our lives. Ramzan comes and goes, we are back to square one after Ramzan again. So that is not what is required. Do we get their essence? And that all these things are to bring every command of this at the end. There is a meaning. There is something that has to be taken. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى أَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Everything is, there is a purpose for it. We do the thing and it's like you open your shop. But you're not worried whether I make profit or anything. Why you do business? For profit. But you're not worried. You say, no, my duty is to open the shop and close. Your son who is irresponsible and he's not taking whether he's making a profit, how the father won't shout him? That you open the locks and open the business and pack your shelves and mark your goods and display them and you're not worried of your profits. The object is profit. You got your house, you got an investment. And the tenants, whether they are tenants, they aren't tenants, whether they're breaking things, you're not worried. You say, no, no, the house is there, that's good enough. No, there is a purpose. If the tenants are not paying rent, you'll worry about it. You're going to do something. They are breaking things, you're going to see to it. But our namaz, we are breaking. Shaitan is breaking everything in our namaz. No, my namaz, I made my namaz finish. Zohar, I performed today. Asar, I made today. I did my duty. But are you making some profit out of it? That who is concerned? That is very, very important. And whatever work we are doing, there are so many ulama, dini work. What is dini work? The dini work is that deen is coming. Not only the knowledge of deen is coming alive. Not only more 3 days are coming alive. Not only more khankas, but is deen coming? And is deen in my life? Am I reading Quran? My namazes, how many of us who are in dini work, but our namazes, check how our namazes are. Adi wa jamaat, what's the quality of the namaz? Quantity also, quality also check. If it's not in us, what are we giving to the others? How are we going to give to that? We're not worried of ourselves. I'm doing a lot of dini work, but we're not worried about myself. Your truck is empty, you're delivering goods. What goods are you going to deliver? You're going to every shop, everywhere you're stopping, and but you're no goods on your truck. If you haven't got deen in your life, what goods are you going to deliver? May Allah give us, this is an ideal occasion that if we ponder, we can bring a real change in our lives, and for the better, and for the ummah it will be better. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. This week, inshallah, we'll be going to Durban. Anyone who wants to join with the ladies also can inform us, and arrangements will be made, inshallah. Also, these talks, if there's anyone who can transcribe them, last month also, one lady was so influenced with it, she wanted that Qurbani talk, the Jummah, to be done overnight. Then she realized that it can't be overnight. So if there is somebody, Allah reward Rashid, how many talks? This is the jazba, that you take influence and then you want others to benefit also. But he stopped now. He wants to start again. I'm waiting still. Inshallah. Duas we making so much, Rashid. So, inshallah. And there are so many who are free, who can do. If you do a page a day in 1 month, the whole bayan can be finished. For the others, this Qurbani bayans, one Maulana said, please, you can make bayan. I say, you make it. He said, I can't make how you make it. But if we do this, how many the ummah will benefit? So many by Allah's fazal. This year, how many aspects? If it is put on paper, and now, mashallah, the website, Brother Imran, we upload it on there. How many people can... But we just no interest. It's going, and we not also, and we not worried. If that feeling is in us, we will take it, we will prepare it, correct it, edit it, do it well, and let the ummah benefit. May Allah give us tawfiq. Aim Ali Ahmad.
Dream.
Acha, Ahmad, say the dream. Hafiz Ahmad Wahid saw a nice dream with regard to our Islahi Jalsa. He'll just mention it, inshallah. And this is to encourage us all for this, inshallah. And that we get others ready as well.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Very short dream. Recently, there was a dream where we were at our Islahi Jalsa. And like at every function, whenever there's a guest speaker, there's people who are responsible for welcoming the guests. So Allah Pak made it such that this sana with some family members, my family members, my uncle, Dr. Saab, and Hazrat son, Qari Abdullah Saab, we were welcoming our beloved Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the Islahi Jalsa. May Allah Pak accept us and accept all those brothers who are instrumental in bringing the Islahi Jalsa to us. Jazak.
Allah is the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barakat dua and tawajjuh of our beloved Hazrat Damul Barakatuhum. This most kunigar servant, we kunigar bandlas are taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya rahe ya rab tu mera, o me tera ya rahu, mujhko faqat tujhse ho muhabbat, خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں هردم ذكرى في كرم تيري مستره سر شعر له होश रहे न मुझको किसी का तेरा मगर होशियार रहूं अब तो रहे बस ताद में आखिर विर्दे जुबाए मेरे इला ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह तेरे सिवा माबूद हकीकी कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं तेरे सिवा मकसूद हकीकी कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं तेरे सिवा मौजूद हकीकी कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं तेरे सिवा मशहूद हकीकी कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं अब तो रहे बस ताद में आखिर विर्दे जुबाए मेरे इला ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह याद में तेरी सबको बुला दूं कोई न मुझको याद रहे तुझ पर सब घर बार लुटा दूं खाना दिल आबाद रहे सब खुशियों को आग लगा दूं गम से तेरे दिल शाद रहे सबको नजर से अपनी गिरा दूं तुझसे फकत फरियाद रहे अब तो रहे बस ताद में आखिर विर्दे जुबाए मेरे इला ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह नफ्स और शैतान दोनों ने मिलकर हाय क्या है मुझको तबा ए मेरे मौला मेरी मदद कर चाहता हूँ मैं तेरी पना मुझसा खल्क में कोई नहीं गो बद किरदारों नामसिया तू भी मगर गफ्फार है या रब बख्श दे मेरे सारे गुना अब तो रहे बस ताद में आखिर विर्दे जुबाए मेरे इला ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह जब तक कल्ब रहे पहलू में जब तक तन में जान रहे लब पे तेरा नाम रहे और दिल में तेरा ध्यान रहे जज्ब में पर्रा होश रहे और अक्ल मेरी हैरान रहे लेकिन तुझसे गाफिल हरगिज दिल न मेरा इक आन रहे अब तो रहे बस ताद में आखिर विर्दे जुबाए मेरे इला ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मद रसूलुल्लाह बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम अल्हम्दुलिल्लाहि रब्बिल आलमीन वल आकिबतु लिल मुत्तकीन والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز ما تعلم إنك أنت العز الأكرم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، وجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق، وأعمالنا من الرياء، وألسنتنا من الكذب، وأعيننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا، لا سيما لشيخنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.